Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Barr has literally been left on the floor.
Yeah.
And just being able to show up and clear it isn't enough. So it's great that we're having briefings every day, but we should be allowed to ask the questions even if it makes them uncomfortable.
So this is how, by the way, this is how rumors spread. This is how conspiracy theories get spun up by government not being straightforward and not getting information that it's aware of, that it has access to, and make that public right away. I'm for transparency, and right now there is very little transparency.
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Valentine's Day. It should be a big restaurant day, and but we'll open 25% indoor dining New York City Friday before Valentine's Day, so they'll have a big Valentine's Day.
Oh, what a lovely gesture.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. As long as we're reporting on some of the moves of the Biden administration that aren't making the headlines in national newscasts or newspapers, why don't we play the cut from Richard Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO, about the Keystone XL pipeline disaster. And thousands of those jobs, incidentally, have been lost from the laborers union, which is what Marty Walsh is a member of, and he was the head of one of the locals around here. He's now going to be the Secretary of Labor in the Biden administration. Cut 47.
In his first hours as president, Joe Biden announced that he was going to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
I wish he hadn't done that on the first day, because the Laborers International was right. It did and will cost us jobs in the process.
I wish he hadn't done it on the first day. Would it have been better if he'd done it on the second day or the third day, or if he did it today? Ugh, the union, the labor movement. Labor is not to be confused with work. They are not synonyms in the modern American version of the English language. They're antonyms. Labor is the opposite of work. All right, time now for the chump line.
The liberal media was so disappointed that Tom Brady won the Super Bowl last night. You might say they were deflated.
Yes, yes, they were. Very, very good way to put it.
Congratulations to Joe Biden, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Apparently, four touchdowns and a field goal came in by mail at 4:30 this morning and were counted, giving them the victory.
Yeah, and then they got a lot closer when they decided to only count touchdowns as 2 points and field goals as 7 points. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating old guys like TB12, like Matthews Brothers, and even old guys like Howie. That's me. Tom's no longer a New Englander, but he's still a winner. Matthews Brothers is 167 years old, but we're still growing. And Howie has 26 years behind the mic, but his reach continues to expand. You can't keep a champion down.
Loving. Sporting fans like me enjoyed a fantastic Super Cup last night with a final score of Missouri Chiefs 9, Boston Buccaneers 31. Tom Bradley was once again awarded the MP3, making him the greatest quartermaster of all time.
And he had help from a flanker back by the name of... Well, you know... 844-500-4... He had several good flanker backs last night. 844-500-4242.
So Brady won another Super Bowl. It was enough to make everyone snore. It's a shame this once great game is being dominated by a dinosaur.
Well, if it really irritates them that much, they were so angry last night that they now want to get rid of the name Buccaneers, because Buccaneers are pirates, right? So I guess are the Pittsburgh Pirates now on the chopping block as well? That's the next name to go. The Buccaneers. I guess the Buccaneers were too many white heterosexual males among the Buccaneers of yore.
Dr. Fauci, I'd love to stay and listen to what you have to say about masks, but I'm expecting another opinion from you any minute.
Right. I've said this before. Mark Twain used to say, if you don't like the weather in New England, just wait a couple of hours. Same thing with Dr. Fauci on the masks. What is the current status, Taylor? Are we still at one, or you can wear two? I think that's the latest, isn't it? That was Friday.
Today, it's time. Yeah, it's two, but it doesn't show that two does better than one. And it's also the kids need to get back to school.
Oh, okay. But so now he agrees with Trump that the kids need to go back to school.
Now that Trump isn't there to kick around anymore, yes.
Right. It's like Trump can't get credit for we can't announce there's a vaccine until Trump has lost the election. Okay, I get it. And someone says, did you find it odd that Jill Biden did 90% of the talking last night with her PSA? No, I didn't. I found it pretty predictable, and I think you did too.
After a nationwide search, the Parker administration is proud to announce that Rod Blagojevich has been selected as the Undersecretary of Continental Griff.
We were talking about this Friday night, and I put it in my column on Sunday that we need some other undersecretaries. We can have an undersecretary of climate change, something nobody in Massachusetts can ultimately do anything about. Why don't we have an undersecretary of volcanoes? Earthquakes. You talk about something that's really affected human development, sunspots. Why don't we have an assistant secretary, deputy secretary of sunspots? And of course, continental drift, or as he just pointed out, continental grift. That's something we're more familiar with in Massachusetts than continental drift.
Joe Biden congratulated Tom Brady on his 70th Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, he probably would if he had been put in front of the cameras today.
Can we start naming the polar vortexes just like we name the hurricanes? Maybe we could pick, you know, like this is the Greta Thunberg polar vortex.
Or Al Gore would be another one, right? And the John Kerry and John Kerry's friend James Taylor. He should have a vortex named after him. Hey, ain't it good to know you've got a polar vortex?
He's seen fire and he's seen rain.
That's even better. Lots of rain.
Putting Elizabeth Warren on the Senate Finance Committee would be like putting Hunter Biden on the board of directors of some Ukrainian petroleum. Oh, wait, we already know what happened that time.
She's working real hard to get the student loan debt canceled because she feels guilty, because she's responsible for so much of it, and certainly in Middlesex County, Massachusetts.
In my hand, I hold the last envelope. Well, I think this one might be related to the Super Bowl. Kansas. Name Howie Carr's favorite thing to collect and what Charlie Baker is. Kansas. Hey-o!
Not as good as the ones last week, but keep them coming. I miss Karnak the Magnificent. Joe Concha had an interesting column today about how the late-night talk show hosts are even more adrift comically than they have been in the past because they don't have Trump. Trump was the only thing they had to kick around. Now they don't dare say anything about Joe Biden or the Democrats lest they get shunned and canceled and destroyed. And did you know on an average night back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, Johnny Carson had 9 million viewers. His last week, he averaged 19 million viewers. all of the talk show hosts together don't come near 9 million. I doubt they come up to 2/3. I doubt they come to 6 million, all of them together. And Johnny Carson got 9 million a night. And a lot of the time, he was going up against other people like Dick Cavett, Merv Griffin.
Hey, you want to have the best halftime show ever? Have a Trump rally.
Yeah. First, I knew all the acts that were on the Super Bowl halftime show. Then I hadn't really cared about them or hadn't really heard them perform, but I'd read about them. Now it's gotten to the point where I never even have heard or read about them, like Weekend with No Second E.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern. Dial 1-844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or we might put it, if it doesn't make the cut right now, we can put it in Chopped Chumps, which we post every evening around 7 p.m. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating old guys. Old guys like TB12. That would be Tom Brady, in case you're not paying attention. Like Matthews Brothers, and even old guys like Howie. That would be me, in case you're really not paying attention. Tom's no longer a New Englander, but he's still a winner. Matthews Brothers is 167 years old, but we're still growing. And Howie has 26 years behind the mic, but his reach continues to expand. You just can't keep a champion down.
Loving, sporting fans like me enjoyed a fantastic Super Cup last night with a final score of Missouri Chiefs 9, Boston Buccaneers 31. Tom Bradley was once again awarded the MP3, making him the greatest quartermaster of all time.
And maybe next he'll play for the New York Football Titans, where Jolton Joe Namath used to play for.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. Last night, we had mozzarella burgers. Oh, boy, was that good. So good. Good Super Bowl fare. I'm not a chicken wings person. I like burger meat. And it was just great. Everything that HelloFresh does, even if you think you know what you're getting with, chicken breasts or burgers, HelloFresh makes them special and makes them different. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Go all out for Valentine's Day with gourmet or globally inspired recipes to cook as a couple, or dig into the latest Kraft burger with the fan. That's what we did last night. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping and getting the same old every week at the supermarket. Say hello to new 10 to 20 meals, low prep recipes, quick breakfasts and lunches. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures so you can get meals on the table in under 30 minutes. Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and stop overbuying. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping, for a limited time only. Just go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. You will be very pleased. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Pusher Man. This is Hunter Biden's favorite Curtis Mayfield tune from Superfly. For all your last-minute Valentine's Day needs, head to 1-800-Flowers. Right now, get 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you be watching any live coverage of the impeachment trial?
No. N-O.
90% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. I heard about this Time Magazine story or issue last week, but I didn't read it because I thought it would just depress me, and I already kind of knew the outlines. But it's amazing that they would admit this. And, you know, Time Magazine used to be a proud periodical. It's now just crap. Even no self-respecting dentist even has it in his waiting room anymore, but it's still out there, I guess. And the Democrats, the deep state, decided to put out their version of what happened in the election. And this is from Monica Showalter, an American Thinker, which is a good summation of it. And that's all I'm going to read. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I couldn't do it. If any of us had declared that a cabal of elites composed of big corporate, big labor, big tech, big green, and Black Lives Matter had conspired together to rig the 2020 election, we'd have been called nuts. We'd be tinfoil hatters, far-right loonies, and denizens of the dreaded QAnon. But surprise, surprise, the cabal has now come out of the closet in a shocking piece that ran in what used to be Time Magazine titled "The Secret Bipartisan History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election." It saved it from us, the American electorate, by Democrat with byline Molly Ball. And this is the beginning of it. This is the inside story of the conspiracy, her word, conspiracy. Is she going to be banned from Twitter and Facebook? And YouTube, of the conspiracy to save the 2020 election based on access to the group's inner workings. Inner workings. It does sound like an international conspiracy. It sounds like a racketeering-influenced organization, RICO. Never-before-seen documents and interviews with dozens of those involved from across the political spectrum. Across the political spectrum. That means it reached across the political spectrum from A to B. B being the never-Trumpers. It is the story of an unprecedented, creative, and determined campaign whose success also reveals how close the nation came to disaster. Having a duly elected president of the United States, that's disaster in their opinion. Listen to this. Every attempt to interfere with the proper outcome of the election was defeated. This is a quote. The proper outcome of the election was defeated, says Ian Bassin, co-founder of Protect Democracy. And again, when they say a word like words like protect democracy, that means reject democracy. It's the opposite of what they really mean. It's 1984. It's Orwellian. And this, it's a nonpartisan, that means it's definitely partisan, rule of law, that means rule of no law, advocacy group. Well, it is an advocacy group. They advocate no democracy. But it's, quote, massively important for the country to understand that it didn't happen accidentally. Oh, I think we all knew that. The system didn't work magically. Democracy is not self-executing. Someone has to execute democracy. And they gave it two in the hat. That's why the participants, this is the Democrats' own words. That's why the participants want the secret history of the 2020 election told, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream. We'll get back to this in a moment, and we'll take your calls at 844-500-4242. The secret bipartisan history of the shadow campaign that rigged the, I mean, saved the 2020 election. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Okay, back to the story. We're going to take some calls, but I just want to read you a couple more paragraphs. That's why the participants want the secret history of the 2020 election told. The secret history. That reminds me of the Procopius, the Byzantine historian, about the corruption when Justinian was the emperor. The secret history. So now we're getting the secret history of an equally corrupt society, the American society. The secret history of the 2020 election told, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and law, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. It sounds like reality to me. We see it every day now with the cancelings and the shunnings. They were not rigging the election. They were fortifying it. They were fortifying it like fortified wine. And they believe the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures. They just killed democracy. They're admitting they killed democracy, but they're saying that they had to kill it to save it. It's like the anonymous apocryphal officer in Vietnam. We had to destroy the village in order to save it. They had to destroy democracy in order to save it. So then it continues. This is after the election. To the president, something felt amiss. It was all very, very strange, Trump said on December 2nd. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint the winner, even while many key states were still being counted, unquote. In a way, Time magazine admits, Trump was right. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. Titans. The pact was formalized in a terse, little-notice joint statement that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and AFL-CIO published on Election Day. So the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce just retired, Mr. Donahue. And the head of the AFL-CIO just said that Joe Biden shouldn't have killed the Keystone XL pipeline. Both sides would come to see it as a sort of implicit bargain, as opposed to explicit, meaning they announced it. It was a unspoken bargain, an under the table bargain, inspired by the summer's massive, sometimes destructive racial justice protests. Oh, so now we're admitting that they were destructive protests, in which the forces of labor came together with the forces of capital to keep the peace, and oppose Trump's assault on democracy. His assault, says who? And, Monica Showalter repeats some of these quotes. There was a conspiracy, not rigging, but fortifying. Change the rules. Did a campaign against misinformation, did that mean suppressing the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop? Every attempt to interfere with the proper outcome. I think proper outcome is even more damning a phrase than fortifying, was defeated. That is some creepy-ass gloating from leftists, says Monica Showalter, who have obviously won and would like us all to know. They saved democracy from the demos, meaning the people, but they claim they saved us from President Trump. Being big-hearted and all, I guess they saved us from ourselves. And I like the bipartisan help from the right, she says, meaning the same old never Trumps who have been hating on Trump since the escalators. Another way to frame the question is, why aren't them secure in their victory? The obvious answer, given their prohibition on questions, is they know that we know that they didn't actually win. And that's why we're trying to keep up this new tactic of, here, we'll tell you the secret truth that makes everything okay for us. We was protecting the country to get the proper outcome. 844-500-4242. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Howie, this is just unbelievable. This is basically a who's who and a play-by-play of Joe Biden's admission that he organized the most extensive voter fraud in history. And here
you know what? That's a good point, Anthony. I wonder if this story quotes him. And you know, they put that in the fact-checking organizations, quote unquote. They say that statement has been debunked. Even though he said it, it's been debunked.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Well, I guess Anthony, it's now been undebunked, hasn't it, by Time Magazine?
Absolutely, Howie. I don't understand how anybody can say that there was nothing that went on in this election unless you're a moonbat.
No, you're right. And someone just pointed, 917 says the irony is that Lou Dobbs, who was fired on Friday night by Fox News, even though he had the highest rated show on Fox Business Channel, he used to mention this Chamber of Commerce fraud, Donahue, on his show every night. And now he's fired, and Donahue is riding off into the sunset with his saddlebags full of 24-karat gold, I'm sure. It's just, God, 844-500-4242. The secret history. Again, I didn't realize that phrase. That's the title of Procopius' famous book about the corruption in the Byzantine Empire, when they made it seem like everything was great, but everything was pay to play, everything was for sale. They were destroying people. They were canceling people in those days if you didn't play ball with the emperor Justinian and his wife Theodosia, I think was her name. She was a former prostitute in the Hippodrome. No comparisons to anyone in the administration who has been accused of selling her sexual favors, however. We can't have any of that. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I was riding around doing errands today, and I thought, now that you mentioned that people are forgetting short and long-term memory, you mentioned two individuals, Richard Trumka and Colin Kaepernick. And I couldn't help but remember that if Kaepernick had at least some sense or some education, he would have remembered two other people that were interesting labor and management fighters, and that would have been Marvin Miller and Kurt Flood. And Kaepernick, if he had any brains, would have seen what had happened to Flood in his career, but he took a year off in 1969,
right.
1970.
There was a guy, Kurt Flood, he was the outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, and they wouldn't trade him or give him a pay raise. And he just sat it out. I mean, there was a guy who actually risked something and could have lost his entire career. Whereas Colin Kaepernick has made more money and hasn't had to put his body on the line and get a concussion and maybe end up with that kind of dementia that fighters get, like some football players get. And he's just become a multi millionaire by being a fraudulent social justice warrior. That's a good point. I've forgotten about Kurt Flood, but I guess he died last year, right? I think he did. He was one of the guys in the Hall of Fame who died last year. 844-500-4242. That Monica Showalter continues. There's a reason for doing this. They know we know. So now they're into psyops, trying to demoralize us in their open gloating. As the Ace of Spades noted, this is the part of the war where they have shot most of the survivors and are now engaging in psyops to humiliate and degrade whoever remains alive. They are now admitting they rigged the election so that we understand that there is nothing we can do about it. We are a defeated people, they want us to know, and they intend to rule us. This is a nasty picture, says Monica Showalter, but probably true. Someone is burbling with delight in leftist circles, delighted that the U.S. has been rigged into electing the most far-right administration ever and gotten away with it. And like all far-left regimes, think Venezuela, it can't be reversed. It's permanently rigged now, and we will just have to prepare for decline and learn to live with it. Bad as it sounds, it's good news, too. It's intelligence. It's someone opening their secret files, like what WikiLeaks used to do, to John Podesta to give us their battle plans. Yes, they gloat, but as they march in their victory parade, they seem to forget the lesson of the ancient Romans. To always have a victorious general parading around, it is triumph. They would have a triumph for the general who comes back from the wars with a big victory. The general would be parading around the triumph with his with a slave at his side, whispering into his ear, "You are mortal. You are mortal." That's a good point. That's a good column. Hey, we should probably tweet that one out, Taylor, so people don't have to read that whole gloating story from Time magazine. It's by Monica Showalter at The American Thinker. Elites brazenly gloat. They rigged election, and that's good news for us. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. Great news. The Gen 40 heater is back and just in time for the really cold temperatures. Oil prices are going to go up. The Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped. 35 million gallons of oil a day are now going to go to China. Now there is a new moratorium on fracking on federal land. That means the price of natural gas is going to go through the roof, just like gasoline already has. It was 10 degrees in parts of New England over the past week. There was lots and lots of snow. You need to, and it's going to get it's going to stay just as bad this week. You need to start planning, and that means you need the Gen 40 heater. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 performs like no other heater I've ever had. It is remarkable. Taylor can tell you the same thing. He has mine down in his house in New Bedford.
That's right. And little did I know, Howie, I spent the weekend with my parents in Connecticut, and my father was talking to me about the Gen 40 heater, and he said, "You know, I've been using the Eden Pure heater products for years." I said, "Really?" And I thought back. He has. We've had Eden Pure in our family for a couple of generations now. So my whole family loves it, going back over a decade.
Yeah, and this is the newest model that they have, and it's really nice, and you can see it's kind of fashionable looking. It's not going to make your room look any less good. It's going to make it warmer. That's the important thing. It makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home more now, and you will need to pay closer attention to the heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HowieDeal to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HowieDeal for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says, informs me, Flood died in 97. I was thinking of Lou Brock. Lou Brock was another player for the Cardinals back in the 60s who was in the Hall of Fame, who just he died last year. 508 says, Kurt Flood had the courage of his convictions like Ali. Yeah, and he didn't have a ton of money because the players weren't making huge, huge amounts of money like they are now. So when he sat out a year, I mean, could have been the end for him. He could end up at working at a gas station or somewhere, you know, if he hadn't prevailed. 844-500-4242. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I think it's great this Time article appeared, because what I'm hoping, contrary to what the writer of The American Thinker said, is that these people are becoming so brazen and their hubris is getting so large, particularly with the Senate impeachment trial, that they may, God willing, take a big fall.
Yeah, I don't see what the upside is for him. Seriously, I don't see that they're going to gain anything from it. You know, the people that hate Trump already, they can't hate him anymore. You know, and that's a universe that's finite at this point. They're just going to piss people off, and I hope that's the way it plays out anyway. 844-500-4242. Steve from Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, double Steve's double trouble, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
That New York Times article is amazing. They're admitting
Time Magazine.
Conspiracy.
Time Magazine. But I know it is. It really is. And you know, it's very depressing, but I mean, they're just laying it out that they conspired to obtain the proper outcome. The proper outcome. It sounds like something out of a dictatorship, a third world dictatorship, doesn't it? Because that's what it is.
It's almost like I'm watching an episode of Columbo where they think that Columbo is stupid and he's going to drop the ball on them like really bad at some point.
The difference being, of course, that you know, we all know how the episode of Columbo is going to turn out. We're not sure how this episode is going to turn out, are we?
No, but I think they're too stupid to be dictators. If you know, they're trying to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
I know, but you know, they're not exactly facing the murderer's row of politics, if you know what I mean. You know, the Republican Party, Steve. That's the downside. You're right. I mean, obviously, if Biden and Kamala Harris are your front people, are your front men, you're not dealing here with the greatest talent in political history. But again, look who they're going up against: Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. Yikes. Thanks for the call, Steve. Joseph, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. Howie, I have two questions. I'd like to know if you can help. This is really getting out of hand. I cannot wear a mask. Like, okay, my doctor wrote a letter. The hospital has a letter. When I went to see a cardiologist, they wouldn't listen. They wanted me to sit outside between the doors in the cold. So they spoke to me over the phone. We need to get lawyers, and I know there's a lady, if you may have her on, I forgot her name, she does a Healthy American, Peggy Hall. She has lawyers and forms. Can you help with this? Because this is terrible.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Joseph. I mean, I thought in the early stages here, they said if you have a medical condition, just get a letter from your doctor, and you just produce the letter, and it'll be okay. And I don't even think the law requires you to have a letter. I mean, HIPAA is the law that keeps your medical records secret. You don't have to publicly release your conditions. There shouldn't be this kind of problem. And you know, I don't wear a mask. My building requires masks in Florida, and I have incipient emphysema, quote unquote. I mean, it was a diagnosed condition. I don't smoke anymore, so it's not getting any worse. But I'm not wearing a mask. I don't know why anybody has to wear a mask anyway. I mean, Trump's been defeated. I mean, that was part of the proper outcome, was having everyone wear a mask, get depressed, get fired, except for, of course, the political hacks. They all got to keep collecting their paychecks, and it should be over now. But they're gonna push it because the virus will definitely come back for the 2024 campaign, maybe even for the midterms. 844-500-4242-512. They hate us, Howie. That's the scary part. Yeah, they do. It's not like the old days when you basically had Democrats and Republicans who could play golf together after a hard day at the Capitol, that could have a drink together. You can't do that anymore. They accused us of wanting to put them out of business, but the reality was they want to put us out of business. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.